Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that buys its jokes wholesale. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
the better informed Molly drops in to discuss Academy Awards, the latest from Franz Ferdinand gets the review treatment, and we check Adam for ticks after his triumphant return from the wilderness.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Jared just gave me the thumbs up. That means the show is starting.
It's a pointed finger, Shane.
I don't understand.
There's no thumb involved.
Episode 67 of The Scope is coming at you right now. And you've got your two regular hosts here, Jared and myself. And we've got a special guest host sitting in. It's Adam.
Hey.
Thank you for being here. He didn't bite on that one at all.
No. I'm not in fighting mood today. I don't think.
It's very sad.
There's very, very high expectations after you...
Wait till we get to the stupid album review.
After you've gone missing for over 6 weeks, people are dying to know what's going on with you. But because of our last voicemail from Luke, one of our big-time listeners, we're not allowed to do that. I don't know if you heard that, Adam, but...
No. I don't listen to things on the show.
The great Luke Ski is tired of us talking about you, so guess what? We can't do that anymore. No, because all we do
he
is...
He only represents 1/16 of our listenership. I don't know why we have to listen to everything.
No, that's being generous.
All right.
Maybe we'll touch base with Adam's life at some point during the show, but...
What's going on in the life of the most elusive Scope host? Let's take a moment and catch up with Adam.
Okay, Jared, you have to give him the 10-second countdown because we've got so much to talk about. Adam?
Do you know that ketchup is really bad for you?
It is. Is it?
There is a thing on Science Channel, or I don't know, about how much high fructose corn syrup's in it.
He covered everything he needed.
That's 10 seconds well spent. That's
very nice. Well, Adam, thanks for catching us up.
I've been watching 24 also, so that...
The crowd loves you. And giving Adam a big thumbs down, and yes, Jared, there are thumbs involved, is the beloved Molly. Molly, people, I tell you this all the time off camera, off mic, but people want you on the show.
You make that up just for my benefit.
Jared, do you think that I'm making that up?
No, well, we have got a lot of comments that say that they want Molly back. They like the female perspective on things.
Those people are crazy. You are crazy.
Oh, they're definitely crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That doesn't mean their opinion.
I don't know why you want me, but I'm
anybody
here.
That spends an hour and a half listening to this show, there has to be something wrong with them.
Crazy cat people.
Slightly less wrong than the people that spend hours making it. That's what I say.
Yes, I'm here.
So yeah, you're here, Molly. I mean, people begging for you to be on the show. It's immortalized in our iTunes reviews. By the way, everyone, we're up to 21 reviews.
21 reviews.
And we circled you some more. But yeah, people are talking about you all the time, Molly. So why don't you give us one little tidbit about your life right now. Just anything random, what you've been up to.
Anything random?
Yeah, just something for our stalking listeners that want to find out a little bit
about.
That
was stalking with an A-L, not stalking with an, like the sock.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in a bookstore right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Learning.
Yeah,
picking up chicks.
Reading.
Tom Hanks or the Meg Ryan kind.
Yeah,
Tom Hanks kind. Oh. Yeah,
self help section. Is that where you'd be found?
No, in the dark art section.
Wow.
No.
She's on fire, everyone.
Yeah. Actually, no, the sci-fi fantasy section.
Oh my goodness.
Role playing. That's me.
Right into our audience.
Hey, we're getting phone calls right now from Ollie.
Right into the sweet spot. We're not even streaming it live, but yet they know.
Oh. They can sense it.
Molly's actually taking a time out from LARPing this weekend.
Is that true?
Adam Lazlo.
I thought it was the World Championships this
week. Adam Lazlo's thinking, Molly, LARPing, sci-fi, dark arts. It's the perfect woman right there, right?
Except she doesn't live in Arizona.
She does not live in Arizona.
No, I was in the sci-fi section last night. I had a really hard time figuring out where things went.
I think that's a good sign. Yeah. But I usually think alphabetical by author.
You know what? It wasn't. It was by series.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the series
change.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Don't even get me started on alternate history, Shane.
alternate history. What is that?
But you know what section is surprisingly easy, which you would think would be hard, is the mango
section. The children's section.
Yeah. The mango section?
Yeah. But there's a mango section?
What does that mean?
Manga.
Manga. Oh. Yeah, manga.
Are you working in a protest?
I call it mango. I was okay, say, that's what I call it. Mango.
I've been seriously misinformed on the popularity of that particular fruit.
Yeah, but there's a whole section.
I'm sorry, but when I refer to it, it's the mango section. That's right, how I feel about it.
Got it.
Confusing the people that...
That's how you feel about it. You feel about it the same way you feel a fruit, or I don't understand how you feel.
It's my term of endearment for it.
Oh, okay. It's like your cutesy name for it.
Yes, mango.
Like how Mandy calls an abortion an abortion, or when you add a Y to any word, it makes it cute.
I can't wait to hear her pet name for AIDS.
We talked about that. You can't. It's AIDSy, but it doesn't work.
It's like when you commit murder.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but that's so. If you were to have a kid named Aiden. And you call it 80, uh-huh. Wouldn't you be kind of
exactly.
like calling it 80?
That now, and now finally that name will not be popular anymore.
No, it could finally go away.
So screw you, Sex and the City.
Yep. In yours.
Yeah.
Up yours.
I always liked Aiden.
Manslaughty, by the way. Best one.
Manslaughty?
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like being a slut with manslaughty.
Exactly.
But can you think of a funny one for cancer?
It's Cancy.
Got the Cancy shade.
But it's Cancy with an I.
Oh, Cancy.
With a heart over it.
I like that. Well, you know, that leads into something I want to talk about. I hope I'm not treading in your world, Adam, but there's a story that has recently popped into the general world of culture and news that...
I didn't do any news this week. So.
Okay, well, perfect. This will work out. And I was teasing this the concept to Molly, and she's ready to attack. And this is all about... One of the latest reality TV trends.
Reality TV sucks ass. Whoever
I believe there's a show about that.
This may change your mind, or it may reinforce what you're thinking about. So this is hitting Newsweek, it's hitting Time, FT.com, you name it. And it's the story of this British reality TV star. Have you heard about this?
Have you
heard about this already? She's battling cancer. her name is Jane Goody. She's 27 years old, and her story goes is that she was in the British version of Big Brother in 2002.
I saw it.
Saw what? The British version. So you know, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about her. But
no,
I guess she's sort of. You know, I guess she would be considered like a hillbilly. I guess a British hillbilly, mm-hmm. Very lower class.
The Lily Allen of the.
Does she drink a lot of Mountain Dew?
I don't know if she drinks a lot of Mountain Dew, but what her big thing in 2002 is she lost.
How about Skull? Does she chew on Skull?
I don't know.
That's you know she eats roadkill, all right. Yeah.
But is she missing a front tooth?
She has very both. Bad teeth. She lost at strip poker in 2002 on Big Brother, and for some way she catapulted that.
And that gave her cancer? Well, are you saying?
That's very odd.
Let me get to it. So she, it kind of...
Shane, that flies in the tradition of the show, letting you get to it.
I know. Thank you. So that catapulted her into some sort of quasi... celebrity status,
because that show is actually big there.
It's huge.
It's,
yeah.
And
those of you, playing
the
Scope drinking game, can now take a sip because Shane said quasi.
I hate reality TV, but I Jared's watched quasi it there funny. Because it's that big.
They take another sip.
You can't escape it's like, it. They, you they can't don't even, they don't escape have, it. They have four channels, and one of it is that show. All day, every day.
It's like
you can't
and they have,
it.
And they have wrap-up shows and all sorts of things about that, people
oh,
that
yeah.
are on it.
They're the huge. Two host guys who host everything over there.
I feel like you didn't watch Friends
they were
here.
On. They were on Love Actually.
Yes, and they were also on...
They host every reality TV show wrap-up there is
yes.
over there.
Deck and Ant or something
yeah.
like that.
Deck! Yeah, yeah. Deck!
So this woman went on. She created a line of fitness videos. She wrote an autobiography. She... released a perfume, and then she appeared on Celebrity Big Brother a few years later.
Where I saw that one.
If you remember this, she was accused of racism and bullying because she took on this Bollywood star, Shilpa Shetty.
That's actually what I saw.
Yeah, it was
isn't that the one that Richard Gere took on as well?
I don't know if it's the same person. I think that... I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I think so.
You're right.
See,
I know
so, I know so what she did last summer is she went... to make amends, she went to India... to star in their version of Big Brother. But on camera when she was there, she got a diagnosis that she had breast cancer.
Damn.
So from there, she's kind of turned that into that her cancer into a bit of a reality show in itself where let me go back and start reading some of this stuff. She's got a kid, a five-year, two couple different sons, 4 and 5 years old, and she's sort of using this cameras following her around to raise awareness for cervical cancer. It's not breast cancer. So,
oh, well, then I don't
get
care.
Your story straight.
So she's going to, on Sunday.
What about HPPV? Couldn't she have taken that?
I don't know.
She was probably too old.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But so I think as tomorrow,
she had too much sex.
This is all sorts of crazy, but she's going to be getting married to her 21-year-old boyfriend who just got released from prison after serving time for assault, and he'll be wearing an electric monitor. The cameras are going to be there. Pretty much she's going to be documented for the time being. Now, her publicist is saying that it's probably not going to happen, that the cameras are going to be filming while she's dying or capturing that. The moment of death.
So she's terminal?
She's terminal, yes. She does not have very, very long to live. She says people will say I'm doing this for the money, and they're right, I am, but I'm not buying flash cars or big houses. It's for my son's future. So my question is, what do you think about this whole idea of people at first celebrating this woman's failures as a human being? Because I'm assuming that's why she's become popular, or you know, pre-cancer. But now there's this push. It's almost like this morbid curiosity about where she's at now. And why do you think people are paying attention to her now? Is it because they want to see her die? Do you think that this initial bit of sort of taunting and wanting to see her fail has turned into sadness and caring for her? What do you guys think about that? And I guess the next question is, are we going to see someone die in reality television at some point?
I hope so.
Part two of your question, yes, we will see it eventually.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think that says about us? Do you think that's good? Do you think that's bad? Obviously, I suppose it would be different.
That as human beings, we're voyeuristic. We like to watch other people's problems and see what they're, you know, without it being known that we're watching.
Makes us feel better about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says here the media who
it's
are...
It's nothing new. It's yeah. just the medium's new.
And this is nothing new either, because they do this over there all the time. I mean, it's more over there than here.
Do you think it's even...
Here.
You think it's worse here or
no,
worse
it's,
there?
It's worse there, and it'll come here eventually. But it's... Oh, it's much worse there.
Jane, I'm watching the puppy cam right now, and it's really no different.
I mean, all those people who are on that celebrity Big Brother had some kind of their own reality show afterwards.
They
spun out their own career, and some of them were ridiculous and some of them were for causes, but it spun out like that, and that's just what they do over
sure.
there. So I don't think it's anything new. It just happens to be that she's terminal.
I mean, in reality, it's not all that different from a show on the Discovery
exactly.
Channel.
Exactly. It's in reality.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's just maybe she has a little bit more...
But it's just that this type of reality isn't, in general, the way it started out wasn't real, and now it is real.
Well, this is what her publicist says. Her publicist, Max Clifford, he says...
I hope it's funny.
She's kind of a product of our time. I suppose when I started out, it was all about talent, but Jade was the one who proved that you don't need to have talent to be someone in Britain today. She's famous just for being herself.
Good for you!
Which is kind of sad because, you know, who she was isn't something that people would want to be, you know? Mm-hmm. They're watching her to watch her fail.
Well, isn't that what all reality... Like, isn't that what all
not
the...
Not always, I don't think.
The basis of...
I think a lot of...
Main reality
yeah,
shows
I think,
are, I mean...
I think you watch it and you identify with someone. Like, that's why The Amazing Race always
does so
well.
Do you really identify with people
well,
on reality shows?
I don't watch
because
them. I think
don't.
Most... Well, you don't watch them, though. You're not their audience. I think most people that watch them religiously identify with, you know, someone that's on the show and...
But most people on those shows are jackasses.
But
most people are jackasses.
Yeah.
Is that true? Or yeah. maybe people are a less heavy flavor of jackass. You know, they're a little bit more in the middle. They're centrist. When
I don't know.
Jackasses.
I'm more of a white chocolate jackass.
Nice.
I mean, the only reality show that I watch is Project Runway. And
America's
I don't
Next Top
like
Model
the,
for me.
Oh, how can you do it?
Because my girlfriend sits on the couch next to me.
A lot of the reality shows.
She doesn't watch a lot of shows. We got to watch.
I mean,
I got to pick
like
the shows I can watch.
We're giving
together.
These people access that we shouldn't. That people have power and fame and money. And I mean, it only lasts for so long.
And it really
but,
should
I mean,
be giving it to this show.
Why?
Yeah, bring it to us, please.
Yeah, exactly. Give it to the people who.
I think we can all agree that all reality shows are terrible except for Tool Academy, which should go on forever.
I think we have to make a differentiate between reality, straight up reality shows, and then reality game shows, which is You know, I like Survivor. I like Amazing Race.
See, I still
and most
think
of that,
that
most of that stuff is about a game.
I still put that together. I think I like the House. Reality
I mean,
that's different.
That's a great game show, right?
Sure, yeah.
The
Sober
reality
House.
That's different for me would be the stuff on like the Discovery Channel or TLC or whatever. That's...
Why? Because they don't over dramatize it. I mean, it's
I mean
still
they
the
do
over
dramatize it, but it's still it's not someone going out. I don't know. It's the same, but it's different. It's,
look, if there's no,
less,
if there's
it's
no,
more bearable, but it's still not watchable.
If there's no censored swearing or pixelated nudity, I don't want anything to do with it.
I think Jared pretty much wraps it up in a tidy little bow right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, guys. Well, let's move on. I don't want to take all.
Do you guys hear Christian Bale really freaked out recently?
What's that?
Where are you? This is so old.
I wasn't on the show. I'm trying to pretend like nothing on the show is discussed when I'm not here.
Do you have any clips, Jared?
I have the
not that guy.
Your fucking ass.
Jared hasn't broken it down yet. We're going to do that sometime.
Yeah, just in time for it to no longer be fresh.
No,
fuck up, Bruce. Do I want no?
We've been doing Tom Cruise for years, and how fresh is he?
Family Guy beat us completely to the punch, so you can't do anything now.
Actually, we beat Family Guy to the punch.
Well, okay, but I'm saying in terms of using it for part of the show, like interactively.
So we had it the day before the Family Guy episode came out. So.
Yeah, Adam, where
so
were
there.
You?
So sorry.
I'm sure the episode was produced before ours.
Well, that particular part wasn't. It was a spinning. It was a picture of an animated spinning tape reel.
Ah.
And then you don't see anybody moving or their mouths moving. It's just voiceover stuff.
I'm pretty sure they did it before the Saturday before the episode aired, though.
You never know. Okay, everybody. So we've got a big show coming up, but I'm going to plug this at the top of the show, and I'm going to plug it at the bottom of the show. Our next episode is going to be all about what listeners send in to tell us what to talk about.
So we're taking a show off.
Really, it depends on our listeners. So if you have anything you want us to talk about in episode 68 of The Scope, that's one away from my favorite number ever, by the way, please send in all of your comments to us. Comments, questions, suggestions, and we will take them and talk about them in that show.
There's a thread. There's a post on the website you can comment on. There's always the email address. And there's a topic in our Facebook group.
Have you been to our Facebook group before, Adam?
What's a Facebook?
You have a Facebook group?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
I deleted
like
my Facebook
account.
That's really cool.
I suggest everyone delete their Facebook accounts now, too.
You deleted Facebook?
Because of their privacy change. Ruling.
But they changed it back.
All of those nude pictures Adam's posted up now belong to Facebook.
Exactly.
So I just lost a friend. Why do people unfriend me all the time?
I don't want to be a zombie or pirate. Please stop asking me to be one.
You don't want someone to throw a snowball at you?
Okay, I ignore all app requests at
yes,
this point.
Absolutely.
I ignore everything, even causes.
Even friend requests.
You're against causes.
Screw your causes.
She doesn't like causes. What if the Flight of the Conchords had a cause? Would you get behind that?
Totally.
Okay, so you're hip. That's what I'm getting down to.
Nice.
The only cause I care about is that Bring Back Journeyman one. That one had just me, I think, as the only person
I
on
like
it.
My cause is Bring
I
Back Steve Perry
no,
to Journey, by the way. Get rid of that Filipino guy fronting the band. I don't want him
wow.
anymore.
Racist.
Totally. So, everybody, this is our famous Oscar show. We do it every year. We talk about Oscar hot topics, and then we pick our selections for who we think is going to win that award. And since none of us have seen hardly any of the movies, Molly is here as our in-house expert. Molly, so you better bring your double A game.
Wow, a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. We're also getting back into the review mix of things. We're
going to
take on Franz Ferdinand's new album called Tonight, Franz Ferdinand. And as I said before, all the Molly you can handle. So everybody, this is episode 68.
That's kind of sick.
Yes. Every which way.
Hands on, over the table now, guys.
Episode 68, more's coming at you in just 1 minute.
Once again, it's time for another edition of the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Today's euphemism is crotch cobra. That was the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Now, back to the show.
This is the Scope Oscar Talk 2000. 2009 edition. I don't know how they do that.
2008.
But I want to thank Yanni and John Tesh for collaborating on our intro music there.
That's not who it is. I used this one last year, too, and I remember it being equally as awkward.
I love it.
I remember the same joke from Shane.
Wow. Okay, we can turn off Adam's mic. So, Molly is here to help us talk about the Oscars, as I teased in the previous segment. We've got a bunch of hot topics or things that I thought of that we could talk about. And then we're going to go through our list of nominees and try to pick some winners. And we'll come back to it next show and see how we did. Mm. So, are we ready?
I suppose.
You already know them, Molly, so you could
prepare. Yeah!
So, yeah!
So you better really bring...
I'm not bringing anything.
You're bringing it.
I'm going to just shut down and put it all on you, Shane.
Well, you know where that gets us. Absolutely nowhere. Hot topic number one, Jared. Can Hugh Jackman anchor the Oscar telecast as the host? Or does this job require a comedian slash funny person of some sort to run it?
He did the Tonys, and I think he was regarded as having done a good job. So, I don't know.
Okay, next hot topic.
I don't know what to say.
Here's
the thing is you've had a lot of comedians come and go over the last decade, and not really many of them
succeeded.
Sure. Now, I would debate that they were better than people think they were, but I don't know. And maybe you need someone who isn't a comedian, someone who can just keep things moving along, have a couple of pithy comments here and there, and look pretty on camera.
You know who needs a host, every one of them?
Hmm.
It's Sacha Baron Cohen, and then people need to...
Ricky Gervais.
And people need to actually laugh at jokes that are mean to other actors instead of just saying,
we're so pretentious and
did
important.
You guys see
we can't
some
laugh
of the faces
other.
That they made? They like squinted their
eyes. At the
and,
Golden
like,
Globes, right?
What was the joke?
Yeah. You need to cut away to the corpse of Jack Nicholson
them,
a few more times.
One of them was about...
Madonna and Guy Ritchie?
About Madonna and Guy Ritchie, and the other one was about... what's her name that's married to Beckham? Posh.
Yeah.
Spice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
equally good fodder.
Yeah. They're both good jokes. And he was like, oh, come on. Let's not be so serious. You know, like, it was just a completely valid response.
I like the Madonna and Guy Ritchie one.
Yeah.
See, I think Jon Stewart did a great job. So
I thought he did, too.
I think Billy Crystal's a bit overrated in that role.
Maybe
I think
20 years
okay
ago
job.
He was okay.
I liked Ellen when Ellen did it.
Ellen was great.
Ellen was good too. Yeah.
Here's what happened.
I think the worst of the bunch is Whoopi Goldberg.
What happened when Ellen hosted and I was at Molly's house. She came out with her whatever her first outfit was, and I was sitting on one side, and there was six or seven vagina on the other side.
I was on your side.
On one.
No, that was at the end of night you were on my side. And
who was the polyvag?
This is all I heard.
Polyvag.
This is all I heard. Oh my god! About her terrible. It looked like a ticket taker type outfit. They're all freaking out.
No, we were.
Did she have a pillbox on? I don't remember.
Yes, something like that. Yeah, you guys are all freaking out.
I don't
out.
Remember this.
And I said I liked it.
I think
it.
He's making it up. Just to have something to say.
Just to drag you down?
Yes, just to drag me down.
Okay,
so lost,
Somali, you talk about Hugh Jackman. You're a woman. You give us the female perspective on the Hugh Jackman phenomenon.
Well, I don't think they would have asked him had he not done well at the Tonys. And I don't think... Well, actually, I saw him in The Boy from Oz when he was on Broadway. And he has to interact with the audience there. And he was fantastic. So, and he did that every night. So
did
I don't,
he
yeah.
interact with you when he was there?
He did.
Oh, by manipulating...
He did. He pointed me out in the audience and, you know.
He's like, hello, Molly.
That happens to you every show. That happened to you at the Flight of the Conchords show.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Bert has circled you multiple times.
Yeah. Each time I make a sign, Bert circles me.
No, not the last time.
Fuck you, Adam.
Excuse
me.
You had to bring up the last time, Adam.
I'm sorry.
Have you actually been circled by Bert Blyleven?
Three times, and I won the lottery tickets. I've made four signs, and I was circled three of them.
And what are you putting on these signs that are getting his attention?
Awesome things.
Huge knockers.
Yes.
The first time I made a...
She holds the circle over her chest.
Okay.
Nice.
The first time I made a tic-tac-toe board where circle won. The second time I did California math where a Minnesota zero is the same as a California zero is the same as Minnesota circle. And because he always talks about his California math and the another
compelling stuff.
Did you
another
hear him?
Time I dressed up in a lion costume?
Lion costume.
It was the Gustavus mascot thing. I brought it with me.
Did you hear him getting really pissed off after the recent Hall of Fame inductees were announced?
No, I didn't.
Cussing up a storm. Did you hear
Yes, I heard that. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
So Molly, let me ask you a question. What does your boyfriend think of all this dressing up as lions and Circle Me Bert stuff?
loves it. I don't know. Why must you bring that up? Why must you be cruel? Is it
that her boyfriend hates baseball? Yeah, that's such a terrible point of intention.
Just giving you a hard time. And that was baseball Oscar talk, everybody. Right there. This is a terrible show.
They're a perfect combination.
But this would be
the part they'd edit this out in post if we were a real show.
No, but really, I saw him. I've seen him interact with the audience. Yeah. I've seen him. He's full of pizzazz.
Is he quick enough to do this stuff on his own, or does he have to have everything written for him?
He can do it on his own.
Okay.
He can do it on his own.
And my wife thinks he's one of the hottest guys on the planet. What do you think?
Okay. Well, he was sexiest man alive this year.
We're talking about Hugh Jackman again?
Yeah, we're back now.
We're back to Hugh Jackman.
Come on, Jared. I was just trying
to imagine Burt Blylevin as one of the, the hottest guys on the planet. I just don't see it.
We need to stop talking about him and alienating our fan base immediately.
Why doesn't the fan base watch baseball? Because it's awesome. He was sexiest man alive for people, but I thought John Hamm should have won.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And there was a whole thing on
Jared
Entertainment
said the
Weekly.
Same thing to me last week.
There was a whole thing on Entertainment Weekly that people got it wrong. It was John Hamm, and I was like, damn right.
Well, maybe one of these days I'll watch Mad Men.
This year.
Well, 30 John Hamm's don't John Hamm.
Yeah, I know. And he was on SNL. It's the only exposure I've had to him.
Is he not sexy on 30 Rock?
He's got a little bit too long of hair that kind of goes lopsided.
It's kind of Kevin Sorbo-ish.
Yeah.
He is a little Kevin Sorbo-ish. Thank you.
No, but not on Mad Men. Anyways, Hugh Jackman will handle it just fine.
I think he's going to do a great job?
I think it'll be interesting to see a non-comedian and more of an entertainer.
Right. Will it be one of the top shows?
In the last 5 years, I'll go with you.
Okay. It'll be one of the top five of the last five. Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Wow.
Top five of the last 5 years, 5 years prior.
Yeah, top five of the last five times.
You know my rule, homos make it a bad show. So.
What?
Because he's gay.
No,
I mean, you know, they say he's gay.
No.
Him and Ellen, they say...
I've had people...
We've got no proof.
I've had people proof. That have seen him that could confirm that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That he's gay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's sad.
For him.
I don't care. Female population, it's sad.
Well, not for
the male population.
Think,
they're probably happy.
I think for
the
all...
The ones who like that are happy. I'd be happy.
I think for everybody in the room, we can all say we hope that's not true.
What? That is
not gay?
Why?
I'm confused. I don't care.
I don't know.
I don't care.
I'm really glad I brought this topic up. Yeah.
Topic number two.
On a joke that bombed. Great.
Was The Dark Knight
snubbed
for Best Picture? And in general, Molly doesn't like this terminology. I'm calling it a genre picture.
No.
No, Iron Man was.
Are genre pictures overlooked?
Of course they are.
What's a genre picture?
It's a blockbuster. It's not a genre picture.
So you're saying that Batman is not a genre picture in the superhero?
But then you can't just say genre picture. You have to say the superhero genre. Is that overlooked? But you can't just say genre because everything's
okay.
A genre
specific genres, smarty pants.
Which specific genres?
Now you've said it enough that the word has no meaning anymore.
Are you saying that only dramas?
Superhero films?
Are you saying genres? They're not overlooked.
Comedy films?
Comedy? Nope. Yes.
What about John Hamm?
No.
What about John Hamm again? Are we back to John Hamm?
John Hamm's John Hamm.
John Hamm's genre.
You can't say his name without saying John Hamm's John Hamm now that SNL did that.
I don't know it.
I can.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, Dark Knight, all the hype. Was it just hype or did the Academy...
It was a fine movie, but it's not the kind of movie that they usually nominate
So the question is that a fair thing?
It's their awards. Why is it not fair?
Are they being snooty?
I think we could agree that dramas are harder to, you know, to make a good, you know, into a good, enjoyable, impactful movie, but then they have the higher payoff of being the ones that are more enjoyable and impactful and, you know, all those other big words. I don't think that comedies typically are. The ones that I would consider maybe, impactful, I'm going to keep using it, are ones that are also dramas, like...
Give me an example.
A Beautiful Life, right? So the first half of that movie, right? Was that the name of it? Roberto Benigni movie called?
Life is Beautiful.
Whatever, I got
beautiful
all the words
Beautiful Life
right.
was a...
Yeah,
what's
a
his
different
face?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Crowe.
So like that movie was, you know, it was a comedy for half of it. And then it was not for the second half of it. So I think that's, you know, those are the kind, but I don't think that it's anyone could complain, I guess, other than you.
I mean,
that,
look at Schindler's
List. I'm not complaining. I'm just coming up with a list of
too.
things, doing my job. What'd you say, Jaron?
I said, look at Schindler's List. It was a comedy for the first half, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Knee slapper.
Right?
I mean, it was the movie was entertaining, but when it comes down to their standards, I mean, I feel like the reason it's getting all the hype is because of Heath, and he got that nomination. I mean, that's where it was. It was long. It could have ended earlier. Yeah. I mean, it was full of special effects and things, which is why you're going, but it wasn't there because Christian Bale can talk with a deep voice like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, is Christian Bale here right now?
I agree.
I thought I heard him talking.
What?
What?
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't.
Well, somebody should be fucking
snubbed.
Watching.
That's how we should be doing Batman right there.
I mean, it wasn't snubbed. It got the nominations it deserved.
I kind of agree with Molly on that, in that the film isn't as good as everyone thinks it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, people who are fans of those genre films really, really ate it up and loved it, and that's great. But I think all the Joker scenes are great. Mm-hmm. They're like the best part of the film, and that's why he's nominated. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just okay. And it overall holds up as a pretty good film, but I think it's too long, and I don't know.
I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I just, for the Academy Awards, I don't think it should be Best Picture.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's continue with this overlooked theme. What actor or director do you think has been overlooked?
Actor or director?
Anyone in the Wayans family.
I'm both actor and director.
In general.
I mean, I had Christian Bale written down just because he wasn't. That was a name that popped up a lot, saying, "Well, maybe he should have been nominated
for what
for Batman."
No, really, no.
A few circles.
I don't know Sam, where you heard
need,
that. What
you need
are you
to find
reading?
New circles.
Yeah.
But another name that I have written down here is Tom.
I love when Molly's on the show. We just kind of commiserate. It's great.
Well, you two are made for each other. What can I say?
Yeah.
I have Tom Cruise written down. According to my wife, once again, she feels that he should have won the Oscar twice in his career, once for Born on the 4th of July and once for Magnolia.
Hmm. So you think for what? In Tropic Thunder?
No, I'm saying I'm kind of going through the history.
You're not talking this year.
I'm saying just in general. So is there someone that hasn't won? Kate Winslet.
What's his name? Brian. No, who's the
Kate Winslet hasn't won.
Kate Winslet hasn't won.
Right. Okay. She will win this year.
David Fincher.
She's got two
David
chances
Fincher,
at it.
Good
no,
body
she's
of
only
work.
Got one chance.
Really?
They moved her to Best Actress for The Reader, not supporting, and cut out Revolutionary Road.
When did that happen?
When they got nominations put out.
Well, this romance has ended.
It's over. Whatever. Molly comes in and
She'll
pisses everybody
win.
Off.
It doesn't matter. She'll still win.
I don't know. You know, Meryl Streep's given
people
her a little bit
vote.
Of
Meryl Streep's won
people
a lot.
People will vote for both movies for her.
There isn't.
One.
They can't vote
I,
for both.
I understand that. I'm saying they will
we're
give
getting,
her more votes.
Now because she's only in the one category.
Yes. We're getting
She'll
ahead.
Win.
We're getting ahead now.
That doesn't necessarily mean...
Listen to him go.
Okay. So you're Save talking go. About people, actors and directors who have been snubbed over the history of
Brian Fincher. I already gave you the answer.
There we go. Adam got it.
You know what?
Brian? David Fincher?
David Fincher.
David Fincher. Brian Singer, David Fincher.
And I don't necessarily like him that much, but I think Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree. He's had a lot of great
he's
roles.
He's had a lot of great roles.
I probably would have gone Gilbert Grape. Probably should have won for that. And Tom Cruise should have won for Magnolia. I don't care what you say, Molly.
Okay.
It's a ridiculously good performance.
Well, even this year,
it was one of my favorite movies of all time.
I thought Leonardo was a little bit snubbed for Revolutionary Road. I think he didn't get enough credit for that one. I think the movie didn't, but yeah.
So anybody else on your radar, anybody, or can we go to the next topic?
Oh, there's probably so many.
There's probably
I don't know. We could
remember when can we talk about the other version of this where people won and that was stupid, like Marissa Tomei winning for My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. Go ahead. Undeserving winners.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei, what's her face? Mighty Aphrodite.
Who's Who's that little girl
Halle
that went
Berry.
For the
Paris
piano?
Was,
yeah. Halle
no,
Berry.
No, she was.
Just kidding.
Anna Paquin definitely deserved
that. Terrible.
No.
Gap tooth, bitch.
Do an Irish accent right now. Do it.
I can't do an Irish accent.
She couldn't.
Oh,
she was seven.
Okay. So, all right. I take it all back.
I think a lot of people would question Shakespeare
I guess,
and love winning.
I guess Christian Bale should
over,
win for every time that he's not doing a Welsh accent. Yeah.
Yeah. What up? You know what? His Welsh.
We're doing a lot of talking. We're just stopping at the
really
same time.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Okay. Yes. What?
So we've covered the basic list. Okay. Last question: U.S. economy in shambles. What sort of tone must the Oscars take this year? Do they need to be
glitz and glamour and how we're better than all of you?
Quiet and reserved or extravagant to help people escape from the doldrums of life?
I'll say
I don't think it matters.
They're not going to do anything different.
Hollywood exists in its own ecosystem.
I'll say no pants. That's what
no
they should
pants.
Do.
Topless, I think glitz
it
for
up,
the women.
Glitz it up. Let people have fun. Who cares?
There might be a few more women who tone down the jewelry or maybe tone
weren't
down
their saying they were doing that during
vintage,
the Golden Globes?
Yeah, to tone down their, maybe get a vintage dress that didn't cost as much or something. I don't know, but that'll be it.
I think Jared might be onto something when you say they have their own world out there. And
I mean, it's not like million, you know, thousands of people died or something. Like
well, it's
that.
Not, it's not like it's our money.
And you need to strike a somber tone or something. Yeah.
It's not taxpayer money, so it's
they
Brady Madoff money.
Kind of earn their money fair and square, so... Yeah, I mean, some people could debate, oh, they put out crappy films, blah, blah, blah. But, you know...
I don't like when people talk that way.
They make their money, they didn't make it in shady means, and they're doing okay, and let them have it.
Except those fucking Wayans brothers.
Yeah, fuck them.
Hey, why are you so down on the Wayans brothers? They're amazing.
Zach the Hack and Mick G. They can all
there we go. Get them all.
Oh, and Steven Spielberg and Tim Burton and who else? Who else sucks?
Michael Bay, did you say
Michael Bay? Michael Bay is awesome.
Okay,
at least on Twitter.
One thing I have to say, Molly, is that this year, not everyone's walking down the red carpet. Did you read that?
Some of them taking segues?
Some of the presenters will not be walking down the red carpet, so you can see them for the first time on stage. It's a surprise.
I don't like this.
What?
It gives those two idiots that are always on the soup less chances to make fools of themselves.
Exactly. I think they're doing it as a public
service. Joey Fatone and...
No, they're on TV Guide.
I'm saying that Joel McHale always shows the clips of them.
I don't watch the red carpet anyway, so it makes no difference to me.
My wife records everything. It's ridiculous.
I used to record
No wonder you have no time to watch Stephen
Colbert.
I know.
Because then all you really need to do is watch Fashion Police on E, and you can see everything you want to see.
Can I see boobies?
Hurrah! Well, I mean, you can always see boobies.
Oh.
All right. So boobies. I think we've covered the Oscars, but we haven't covered our picks.
The only boobs I'll see.
Jared, could you push a ding sound effect for me? Very nice.
You want a double ding?
Double ding. So Molly, I'm going to go through some of the standard categories here.
Standard categories.
And then if anybody else wants
action or short animated.
No, I did that last year and she got pissed. So I will let her talk about any category she wants.
Am I supposed to have a score sheet or something?
I have a score sheet right
here. Okay, because I don't have
anything. Just so your viewers out there know, I failed a little bit. I didn't see two of them. I didn't see... Frozen,
out of all the movies.
Frozen River or The Visitor. And The Visitor is sitting at home, so I'll watch it before tomorrow. But
well, we're posting this show tomorrow before the Oscars. So
I will see it.
Okay, so I'll see it.
I've seen, I think,
but
the
at
Dark
this
Knight.
Moment
it's
in
the
time.
Only film that's nominated for anywhere that I've seen.
Well, let's start.
I've seen everything else, though,
guys. Let's start at the top.
That's why Molly's here. Everything.
I'm starting at
that's
the top.
That's where my $80 went.
The top of the official 90, Oscar ballot list,
bucks.
Everybody.
Right.
Actor in a leading role.
Actor
so
in
we've
role.
Got Richard Jenkins from The Visitor. No. Frank Langella from Frost Nixon. Was he in
maybe.
Was he in Masters of the Universe too? Is that the same guy?
I think so.
Sean Penn in Milk, Brad Pitt in Benjamin Button, and Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler. For the record, into the People Entertainment Weekly kind of break
two man race.
They break it down to a two man race. They say
Mickey Rourke or
Sean Penn, they're
Sean
giving
Penn.
The edge at about 33%,
really?
Mickey Rourke at 30. Frank Langella third at 22%. Molly, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Up until I saw The Wrestler on Monday night, I wanted Frank Langella. But I thought he was fantastic. But once you see Mickey, you can't see him as anything else but that wrestler now. So I have to go with Mickey, but I still kind of want Frank to win it just because he hasn't won anything. And
he won a Tony.
Well, I don't care. He was awesome. I want him to get the Oscar for the same one. Did you see it? Did
I
you like
it.
Him?
This is the only movie I've seen. I liked it a lot.
I was going expecting to be incredibly bored, and I was kind of like on the edge of my seat thinking, this is so good.
Yeah. He's my favorite asshole president.
He is. He's amazing. But I'm going to... Mickey's
going to
win.
Okay,
Mickey,
Adam.
You
who
can't
is going to win,
way.
Adam? I don't care who you want. Who is going to win
Mickey's
going to
win.
Sean Penn.
And Jared.
I was going to go Sean Penn, but now I'm thinking Mickey Rourke because it's like... He's never going to get another chance at this.
No. Mickey's won everything. Why would he not win this? Why are they?
Didn't
I don't
Sean
even know
Penn
why
win one of them, though? Didn't he win Golden Globe?
No. He wasn't even nominated for the Golden Globes.
He won some award that he was
yeah,
up there
he won
for.
Two.
He probably won the Screen Actors Guild. But
the award
Mickey,
show that I hosted in
Mickey
my basement?
Mickey won the Golden Globes and the BAFTAs. And I think the producers or directors, whatever, which one that one was. But
Mickey Rourke. Lock it in.
But Mickey also... What was I going to say about him?
That he looks fantastic.
I don't know.
He's got gray hair right now, doesn't he? So right now, Adam, you could...
Sean Penn interview in Rolling Stone is what put this over the edge for me.
I know what I was going to say about Sean Penn. When I watched that movie, is it bad that Sean Penn kind of reminded me of his character in I Am Sam? That's why I can't vote for him, because it was too much.
That could be one of his worst roles ever, by the way.
It was too much. Like, I saw too much full of that character retard. In...
That's what it was. They were right.
Good soundtrack,
though. I saw too much character in Milk.
I still got to see Traffic.
Okay, so let's go on to supporting actor Molly. Josh Brolin.
You don't even have to go
fresh
through
off
this
his
is
Goonies. Let me tease
Josh Brolin making a freaking renaissance.
I know, the guy's ridiculous.
Or a comeback, whatever.
Speaking of full-on retard, he
was better than Sean Penn.
Speaking of full-on retard, we've got Robert Downey Jr., Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman in Doubt.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road. And then a little dark horse, Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight.
Heath Ledger. Lock it in. Don't even ask us.
I mean, if I had to pick someone I wanted, I'd probably go with
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
But
are you picking Heath as well?
Yeah,
it'll be Heath.
For the record, Entertainment Weekly breaks it down at 40% Heath Ledger, 25% Josh Brolin, 25% Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You know, I was reading.
That's
in
bullshit.
The,
we need
the
a tournament bracket for
the
this.
The New York Times had everyone as a long shot except for.
Heath Ledger,
and in as far as best actor, they had the favorite as Sean Penn, but they had the winner as Mickey, and then also a contender as Frank.
Well, let's move on to actress in a leading role.
Oh, this is so hard.
This is a tough one. Anne Hathaway, Rachel Getting Married, Angelina Jolie in Changeling, Melissa Leo in Frozen River, Meryl Streep in Doubt, and Kate Winslet in The Reader. Jared, we'll start with you.
Go and get with Kate Winslet.
Kate, I'm just going to write down Kate in my score sheet.
Do it.
We'll swing over to Adam.
Every year I always say the exact same way I pick this one. Biggest boobs, Kate Winslet. They always win.
I'm going with Kate Winslet, and let's go to our expert who will pick every category correct. Molly, go ahead.
It's going to be Kate, but can I just say... The Reader, it was just all about her being naked and having makeup and not being able to read. I mean,
you get to see a lot of boobs in that one? Is that a heavy boob
the
movie?
The whole first half is just boobs.
Let's
it's
do it,
all boobs.
It's not DVD yet.
No. The whole first half is how many different ways can we show her boobs? But she was better in Revolutionary Road, I thought. More range. But so here's the deal.
But less boobs.
She's going to win.
Less boobs or there boobs in Revolutionary
no
Road?
Boobs. No boobs.
No
there
boobs?
Were no boobs in Revolutionary Road.
Well, then I won't say
forget it. Why watch it?
But I thought Anne Hathaway was amazing, and she won't win because it's her
no
first one.
She'll win eventually,
but it was her first one.
No, she won't. Here's the deal. Her mouth's too gigantic. She deserves no Oscars.
Well, there's a fine tradition of horse mouth actresses winning best.
Never again. Now that
we have a black president, never again.
But I just want to say, I'm not the biggest Meryl Streep fan. She's a great actress, but I'm not her biggest fan. But if she wins, I will, in as much as I've wanted Kate Winslet to win every time she's been nominated, if Meryl Streep wins, I will not be upset because she was that good in Doubt, and I had a hard time recognizing her as Meryl Streep because she was just
well, according good. To our Entertainment Weekly poll, Kate Winslet's up at 32%, mm-hmm. Meryl Streep at 28%, so it's close, and then Anne Hathaway following up at 20%.
Shane,
did they count the
absentee
ballots?
They gave the three of
they
them.
Have not yet.
Okay.
They gave
Norm
the
Coleman's
New York,
involved though.
In the New York Times, they gave the three of them each high contenders, with Kate having the edge.
And I'm just going to say something about Kate Winslet. I've always thought that she was a pretty woman, but her last appearance on David Letterman, she was so ridiculously hot.
Yeah,
it was. I mean,
I stopped.
I was
the
like,
cover
my mouth
of Vanity
was.
Fair?
Yeah, but I think she was better on Letterman.
Really?
There was an elegance and a beauty and a hotness to her that I've never seen before, and I said I want her to win because of that. Thank
and then you.
You
left your wife. It was really weird.
She was like a pot pie.
She is my favorite actress for that pie, for that age range, because I go by age ranges.
You have a very strange category of. Let's go on to
favorite actress.
Supporting
age 4 to 7.
Yeah, go
Miley Cyrus.
Supporting actress.
That little girl.
Supporting actress. Supporting actress. Amy Adams in Doubt. Penelope Cruz in Vicky. Christina Barcelona. Viola Davis in Doubt. Taraji P. Henson. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And Marissa Tomei carving out a fascinating career with The Wrestler. We're going to go right to Adam first.
Okay.
Adam? For me, it's between Marissa Tomei and Penelope Cruz. Woody Allen seems to do really well getting ladies nominated, so I'm going to go with Penelope Cruz.
Molly?
For me,
the winner is who?
For me, it's between Viola Davis and Penelope Cruz. And, oh gosh, this is the one I just don't know about. I think I'm going to go with Penelope Cruz, but I think that Viola Davis could pull it off.
Jared, we're looking at you.
I'm also going to go Penelope Cruz.
We're cruising.
Yes.
To a sweep of one category. We all pick Penelope Cruz.
Excellent.
But didn't we all pick Kate?
Yeah, but how do I segue that with her name into something clever? Yeah. It's very difficult.
Something
to do.
About Kate Hudson. Find a way. Come on.
Do it.
Let's talk about
going down the Hudson River over. All for
Let's
Kate.
Talk about Marissa Tomei for a bit.
I didn't think she was good in The Wrestler.
She's been in a few critically acclaimed movies. You know, kind of her post My Cousin Vinny stint. Do you think she's that good or she's lucky. She knows somebody. Molly. Okay, there we go. We'll just move right on.
I don't know. I mean, certain people always pick good ones. Like Kate Winslet always picks good movies. Certain people just have a knack for finding good scripts that are interesting. So that's what they look for. That's what they want to be in. They want their awards.
Okay. Well, let's go on to directing. We've got five nominations, and let's read them right now. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, Slumdog Millionaire, Danny Boyle.
Boyle's got it.
Everyone says Slumdog. Can we agree that that's going to win Best Director?
It's either him or Gus Van Sant, but I guess it's probably
Danny Boyle. It's Danny Boyle.
I'll say Danny Boyle as well.
Great movie, by the way.
Saw it twice.
Oh, you really faced us with that.
I know. Didn't I?
All right. Okay.
I win, suckers.
So, Molly, I'm gonna give you the choice to select two categories you want to talk about. The two categories you think are most important. The third category will be Best Picture. So we've got two more categories.
Can I look at your little category sheet? Gracias.
You can. So she's gonna look right now, Jared. Yes. Can we get some looking at music? Looking at category sheet music.
No. I don't have anything on tap. Sorry.
Adam, how many, while she's looking at this, how many of the Oscar films have you seen?
You mean like of the top nominated ones?
Just give me...
I've seen WALL-E, and that counts.
Let's do original screenplay.
Okay. And adapted screenplay.
and
costumes.
Let's do...
No, she'll do it. Cinematography.
Let's do...
Song?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking song. Let's do song.
What?
Yeah.
Song's a good one.
Song's a good one.
Okay, so let's start with the original.
There's compelling nominees in that category?
Well, it's all Slumdog songs.
No, there's two, and there's WALL-E.
Original screen.
So WALL-E wins because the other one splits it,
probably.
Are we ready?
It's going to happen.
Randy Newman.
Frozen River. Happy Go Lucky. In Bruges. Is that how you pronounce it?
In Bruges, which I saw last week.
What is that about?
It's hilarious.
It's actually
British.
It's not British.
It's not. Well, it's sort of.
It's in Bruges. It's in Belgium. It's
British actors.
Fairy Tale Land. Damn it.
Milk and WALL-E.
This is original.
Original. I'm going. I'm going with what everybody says. I'm going with Milk.
I'm going with WALL-E.
Original screenplay. Who are the first two?
I'll go WALL-E as well.
Frozen River, Happy Go Lucky.
In Bruges, Milk, WALL-E.
I'm going WALL-E as well.
I'm going WALL-E.
I would go WALL-E. I don't think that biographical movies ever win this one. So I'll go WALL-E.
I didn't like Milk. Milk was good. It was compelling, but I just didn't think it's amazing. Like everyone.
Well, you're wrong, I guess, because everyone else seems to.
Yeah.
Paranoid Park was better.
All right.
Yeah, that was Gus Van Sant too. Huh.
Fascinating. Okay, original song, everybody.
Going Jai Ho.
This is an easy one. Down to Earth, WALL-E. Jai Ho from Slumdog Millionaire or Osaya from Slumdog Millionaire? You heard Molly say Jai Ho, Jared.
Yeah.
Is that the one that plays at the very end?
Yeah. Where they do their dance to
I go with that one.
Don't you want to learn that dance? Because I do.
You mean, how did I already learn that dance?
Can I see it? Will you do it now? Can you put the music on? Let's do it.
Jared, are you going to go against the grain?
I'm going to go with the WALL-E song. I know nothing about Slumdog Millionaires or the songs, but I'm just going to play a hunch that they split the vote and WALL-E comes in and says, "Hi, look at me, I've got the statue."
J Jeff.
You mean Randy Newman?
Nice.
You mean Randy Newman comes in and says, "Hi, I got the statue."
No, that would...
I know it's not really
Wait,
Randy.
What's
every
score?
Disney movie
what's,
is.
Who's it, up for score? What,
I think it's odd that we had a year go by and we score? Didn't have really better song selections that could be nominated.
Jai
honestly.
Ho is amazing. That
well,
soundtrack.
Yeah, but
have
sure.
you seen the movie?
No, no, no. But I'm sure it's great, but it's I have not.
Okay, then
but usually
you're missing out.
And usually there's five
and there's
songs.
Only, and yeah, I'm going to say there's usually five songs, and yep. it's like
there's only
was
three
there
songs.
Really, nothing to vote for. That's very strange.
They could have put more songs from Slumdog Millionaire. They just didn't want to do that. Actually, no, I think
well,
they,
that's not how the nomination
they would have had.
So.
They would have had more, but this year that? They this year they made it so that only two songs or was
per.
It three could be
because
per
of,
movie.
Because of
what
what's
happened
it last
with,
year
with them
Enchanted.
Dreamgirls?
Oh,
is Enchanted. We get to see pretty much the entire thing performed on stage.
Yeah.
Vomit. Molly
I'm
wants
excited.
To know which,
do you know that they'll probably do a Bollywood dance for Jai Ho on the stage at
well,
the
if
Oscars?
It looks like it looks anything like your Bollywood dance right now.
Yeah,
I think we're in for
I'm
a treat.
Bollywood dancing
She's doing her
right
Mollywood
now.
Dancing. Come on.
The Mollywood dance?
Easy joke. Very easy.
That's what they started
Extremely
calling me
easy.
At
very,
the bookstore.
How easy was
Mollywood.
It, Jared?
It was so easy. I thought about it last week.
What was easy?
If we were funnier.
Well, I missed it. What were we talking
You're
about?
You were too busy dancing. Don't worry about it.
They call me Mollywood at work now.
Got
well,
any fucking
night.
Idea about...
Okay, guys.
About how awesome I am at dancing.
Best picture. Do I even need to? Do I need to read these things?
Yeah,
I will. Just because that's
blah,
how
blah,
things
blah.
Work.
Something,
Curious
something
Case of Benjamin Button, Frost Nixon, Milk, The Reader, and Slumdog Millionaire. I'm picking Slumdog Millionaire,
yes.
as is
Slumdog,
everyone.
Lock it in.
Is there anything to the case to be made of Slumdog losing steam and people getting tired of it at this point?
No.
You know,
that's what I keep reading.
That it is?
No,
yeah.
No. This is something I find odd. You've got four people, is it, nominated for acting awards for Doubt, and it doesn't get Best Picture. Is screenwriting, is it up for that? Is it up for directing?
Yep, it's best original.
I just think it's weird that you've got
Or best adapted screenplay.
Four people nominated for acting awards, but the film doesn't merit a Best Picture nom.
I actually really enjoyed it. It was another one I was thinking I was going to be bored, but it was fantastic.
I think overall it's a better year than... What was the year when Clint Eastwood had both Flags Are Our Father and what's it called nominated?
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
1948. Yeah.
No, 3 years ago.
Okay.
3 years ago.
Three,
that
yeah.
was and Letters from Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
The Queen.
I
yeah,
like I
year.
Liked Letters from Iwo Jima much better than Flags
oh,
of Our Fathers.
I couldn't even get through Flags of Our Fathers, yeah. but I love well. Letters from Iwo Jima.
Well, let me give you guys a little bit of a recap after tabulating
oh, wait,
our
can I,
nominations.
Can I bring something up?
Can you do it in 2 minutes?
No, but you go first,
oh, 10
and
seconds.
Then I'll go.
10 seconds? Do it.
Oh, I think Benjamin Button, which has the most nominations, is going to get snubbed across
there
the
we
board.
Go. Molly's prediction.
Not even visual effects or anything? Any of the
visual effects is it. That's it.
So I think
so
it
won't
get,
be snubbed is what
I think
you're
it'll
saying.
Get some of the
for
artistic
the most
ones.
Part,
shut
for
up.
Like a, for like a,
but the big ones, the acting.
11 or 12, what, 13, whatever nominations, it's going to get one.
Wow. Well, I still want to see that movie. But
it was good, but it's only going to get one.
I'm looking at our selections and... Molly and Adam, the best you guys can do is tie each other because you selected all of the same picks. Both Jared and I have...
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
did
no, we?
We
didn't.
Yeah, we did. Cause, but we had...
Would you like me to repeat them back
no,
to you?
I know.
Because
we,
you did.
No, here's the deal. Best supporting actress, our second place person was different.
Well, that's
that
not
the
how the Oscars work.
But Adam and I normally always come up with the same stuff and we go against the girls when we watch the Oscars
yeah, no. and
together.
We always lose
and we
because
always,
of it.
And we always have big fights with them too and they get angry
and
with us.
And we change our answers in the middle.
Yeah, we do. We changed, remember in the songs? We changed our answers for the songs.
Oh my goodness,
we
that's
cheated.
Hilarious. Jared and I have a chance to either lose or win. That's pretty much it.
And if we win, we'll be holding
each
other
through
the night.
What am I cheering to lose so that you don't win?
You are going to be cheering against Milk winning original screenplay.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're going to be cheering against Jared for,
Wally
for
song.
The Wally song.
Okay.
Otherwise, we're all the same. So
kind of a boring year then.
It's kind
right?
of a boring year, but you
actually,
never know.
Maybe we'll
I
be
didn't
all
was,
surprised.
But the thing is,
it's great that we
even
can make
though
it,
we've come up with the same answers, I feel like we could definitely be surprised with Best Actor and with Best Actress.
What we'll find out in just a little over a day. Mm-hmm. A little over a day.
And it's going to be in HD this year.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
Was it in HD last year?
No. I don't know.
I believe it was.
No.
I
for
believe
me, well, for me, it's going to be
For me,
in
it
HD
was in
this
HD.
Year. For me, it wasn't.
Okay, well, step into the future, honey.
And it, but, you know, with the
Six
Golden
minute
Globes,
abs.
It
Who
was
needs
the first
them?
Time... That was the first time the Golden Globes were in HD, and you could see all their roots and stuff.
You can see their wrinkles and their acne scars.
Yeah.
So, everybody, this has
you
been our
awesome.
This has been our Oscar recap. Guess what? We've got music and news coming at you right now. Hit the button.
When?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Now.
It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
This week's song is from a band that I'm going to see this coming Friday at the History Theater in St. Paul. This is Paul and Storm. They'll be performing there with Jonathan Colton. The song is Opening Band. You can find out more information about them at paulandstorm.com. But until then, enjoy the music and come on back after. Here we go. Yeah.
We are the opening band. We are here to do 5 or 6 or 7 songs. Don't go too long and get the hell off the stage. We are the opening band. We're probably not the band you came to see tonight, but it's alright, cause soon we'll go away. And we're wondering just where the hell's the sound guy. He disappeared just after we got up here. He's probably behind the building rolling up a fatty, and he'll be gone until our last song. We got a VW van. I had to sell every Star Wars figure that I had and ask my dad to co-sign for the loan. We don't got a whole lot of fans. Nobody asked for our autograph, and sad to say, as of today, no panties have been thrown. And we're wondering if this was worth the drive here. We spent 6 hours in traffic on the highway for $50 and half price on the cheese fries and free Miller Lite on tap. Who can drink that crap? My cousin lives in town and we'll be crashing at his place unless his girlfriend's home from college and she's staying for the weekend. And if she is, then we will have to go and park the van behind the IHOP by the turnpike, and we'll sleep in the back seat. And we're wondering just where the headline act is. They're probably getting wasted in the green room, and they don't give a rat's ass who we are. So when they start to play up here, we're gonna drink all their beer. We are the opening band. We hope that all of you sign up on our mailing list and buy our disc and t-shirts in black and gray. We are the opening band, and we only got about 25 more minutes left. That's all we get to blow your ass away. We are the opening band. We are the opening band. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Much, yes. Paul and Storm, Molly, talking.
God.
She's made this.
I can't hear anything.
What?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
No.
Try it.
That's weird. Like,
turn this on and off. You gotta.
You turned me off.
No, I didn't do anything. You're exactly the same as you were.
I can't hear anything. That's why I thought I wasn't on.
Jared, so angry at you spoiling all of. Yeah, Molly spoiled about 18 different things in the break.
Try to find that.
Molly's going tactical. Unplug it. Pull it back in. Put it back in.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Wow.
Weird.
Very nice.
Wait, no, but only out of one ear. Now, this is weird.
Flick that switch on your
now
left
flick
ear
that
again.
Switch on your ear. Can you see, she's flicking a switch.
It's left and right. You can actually take the headphone off.
Hello?
If you want to.
Hello?
Can you hear it? Not, is it working for you better?
This is really great.
It's only one
this
ear.
Is compelling. Compelling stuff here.
Can you deal with it?
I can deal.
No, she can deal with it. Okay, everybody. So
I'm deaf.
Let's get down to brass tacks. We've had a couple of hacks come in and read the news the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Not me,
last few
of
episodes,
course,
but Adam is back,
yeah,
and ready to read the news. We have missed your golden touch on all things news, Adam. So this better be as good of news reading performance as you've ever had.
Just wait till we get to the review and I realize what I forgot.
No.
All right. So news. You guys ready? You want some news?
Oh, are we?
I'm going to give you some news. Do you remember back in 2002 when Chandra Levy died? Remember that name? Does that ring a bell?
Chandra Levy.
She was like a congressman's intern.
Yeah.
And jogging disappeared.
Yes.
Yeah.
They thought it was the politician who did it. Because they were having an affair and everything. Yeah. And so they're about to arrest someone for it. Some guy that's, it's really lackluster, I guess, in hindsight. It's some guy that was convicted of killing two other women in almost the same time frame in the same park.
This is breaking news, Adam. This just hit the main news wires this morning or even last night. Yeah. So
by the time you hear the show, it'll be old.
Yeah, but we're posting it tomorrow, Jared.
You might post it tonight.
Wow,
think about that.
Nice. Don't spoil our listeners.
Don't just put it on your.
It depends on how much time I have to. I have to do the freaking driveway because of the snow.
Just put it on your iPod and let it sit there, people. You got to listen to this right away.
Yeah, it's timely, motherfuckers.
All right,
I think that's going to be the headline for our show. Yeah, it's timely, motherfuckers. There you go. Write it down, Jared.
Okay.
You guys know about this movie, 2012.
That's a great comedic story, by the way.
Yes,
that you
I
read
do.
To
I've
us.
Seen commercials.
Okay,
for it already.
So what
is it?
2012.
The
world ends according to the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, on December 21st or December 12th, because it's like 2021, 20, the date, if you look at it, because the Mayans were catchy motherfuckers.
Flipping geniuses.
Well, so far we're right on track. I think we might even beat that by a couple years.
Fucking do a scene here, and I'm going, what?
You've cut off Christian Bale.
What the fuck is Shane walking in there?
I'm sorry, Christian.
All right. So, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's frequently on the Colbert Report to talk about science stuff, and he talked about, for instance, when Pluto was no longer
downgraded.
Yeah, as a planet he was on and all this stuff. So, anyway, he was interviewed for this thing. I don't know if Jared has it queued up there.
I just have the beginning of it. So
okay.
What you want.
Yeah.
A marvelous work of fiction. Oh, yes.
So
yes,
he's
there
asked
is no
a question
such thing
about
as planet Nimbururu or whatever they say.
This
it's
is
just,
what
it's just fiction.
The 2012 thing is based on.
And they cite sources that cite NASA sources. They don't cite NASA. Check the websites, you'll see. And it's all related to the doomsday predictions of the year 2012. Yes, that's what you're getting at. That's behind your question, isn't it? Yes. Yes.
Anyway, yes. It's 3 minutes long. I don't know if
you
I'm want to know the whole thing now in hindsight.
I was going to say, I don't know what you want me
so
to
say. So what does he say? Does he say the world's going to end?
No, he says it's ridiculous. So one of the claims is that, well, on December 21st, 2012, the...
December 21st, 2012.
Perfect.
What was that date?
I didn't think I could do that again.
It's like the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun come into perfect alignment. And that's like a sign. Well... And then he goes on to say, you know what happens every December 21st of every year?
Because the same website that tells you about Planet X...
You almost had it.
I don't know.
Yeah. They come into alignment the same way every year. And so the old theory, the one that originally is based on whatever...
the Bible?
Is that, yeah. Is that,
that really old Bible theory.
There's this rogue planet that orbits the sun, but it's on this incredibly elliptical... orbit, and so we don't even know it exists.
Cybertron, right?
Right. And so it's going to...
full of Autobots and Decepticons.
It's going to come in and...
Soundwave.
Come by close enough to the Earth to like push us off of our axis and all that stuff. Well, in the movie's not anything about that. The movie's about like aliens and shit like that. So anyway, he just goes into disprove why none of it makes any sense. And of course, I don't think any of us believed it, but anyway, there you go.
Another compelling story. Number two. Let's go to number three. Wow us with number three.
Black hole confirmed to be the center of the Milky Way. No more science stories. They confirmed that this.
So that is official.
Yes.
Finally, I can rest.
Good. 27,000 light years away from the Earth. Four million times bigger than the sun. All that stuff.
They also have a Starbucks.
They have, well, I mean, a bunch of Starbucks.
Right.
Black holes scare me.
They do?
Yeah. What about black hole panic attacks?
You know, Molly, guess what? My headphone, I can only hear out of one.
See?
One of my cans.
Something's going on. Yeah. Sammy.
Jared, the world's crumbling. It's 2012. How close are we?
If you guys want to bring in your own headphones, you're more than welcome to do so. I can't help but my stuff's breaking down after about 6 or 7 years.
I flicked the switch and it's a whole different world now. Woo, here we go. Mono beauty.
A Zogby poll says that nearly 6 out of 10 West Coast people would support taxing and regulating marijuana like alcohol. National pot support for legalization has grown to 44% throughout the whole
country. We have a lot of pot magazines.
Is that 44% among pot smokers?
Yeah.
I don't think the rest of the country is quite so.
I like the other 56% of pot smokers are like, no, man, this should stay illegal.
I'm looking at the biggest pot smoker here at the table.
On my pot.
Molly, what do you think about this?
Such a good idea.
There you go.
What? I wasn't there.
She was reading Entertainment Weekly.
I was eating. What?
Oh my goodness! You leave the crappy comedy to us, and you just.
The pseudo
comedy, Jared.
I was reading about how Hugh Dancy and Claire Danes got engaged. I'm so excited.
Back in 1979, a similar poll found that just 27% of the nation felt that legalizing marijuana was okay.
What do you think Michael Phelps feels about that?
I'm sure that he will continue smoking weed and hoping that to not get caught on pictures.
Yeah, some of his douchebag friends aren't taking pictures of him.
I like that really thing on SNL they did about that.
Yeah. Do you guys see the leaked photo of the possible next Mac Mini?
Yeah, I did. Then the video just was posted today,
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Five USB ports? That's kind of suspicious, right?
Why do you need five USB ports,
It is
kind of
weird that you put five on there.
All right.
And it's missing a certain cable output. Is that whether
there's no HDMI? Right,
no HDMI coming out.
But I mean,
that doesn't surprise me. They have the mini display link too, which could I think be adapted to an HDMI.
Yeah.
Okay.
But HDMI does audio, and I don't know what that would do.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, I would love it if it did. I would really like to get one.
You can also get a cable that would adapt, I think, the DVI and the audio out to a standard HDMI. It's not really that big a deal. It is kind of, I guess. You know, they're not really trying to position it as an appliance for your living room because they already have an Apple TV, so it doesn't surprise me that they would leave it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a FireWire 800 port, that surprises me, considering they omitted it from the MacBook.
Yeah.
I think that sucks. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
Well, maybe people stop buying FireWire peripherals.
Well, the thing is, what if you already have FireWire peripherals? Then you're screwed.
Like a video camera, for instance.
Yeah, or an extra hard drive or something.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought the losing design. Oh, Nubus,
it was winning
hello?
For a while.
Wasn't FireWire an Apple-sponsored?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and then they just...
IEEE 1394.
Yeah. And then eventually they decided they weren't even going to bother collecting any licensing or anything from it, so they said you can use the FireWire name, whatever, just put it on your stuff.
Pepsi is about to introduce pure sugar sodas.
Have you seen
US.
The Pepsi cans with five USB ports? I mean, what's up with that?
That makes me think that
there's no HDMI.
Photoshopped. Yeah. Let's see. On April 20th, 420. Hello.
Hello.
Pepsi, a lot of pot jokes. I love it.
Pepsi will start selling versions of Pepsi and Mountain Dew that use real sugar rather than high fructose corn syrup.
I think
like
that's awesome.
Importing it from Mexico.
The drinks will only be available until June, and it's possibly a test run.
Will they taste different?
But it's I don't know. I would assume they will taste a little different. Maybe they're more expensive. Is that what the downside of sugar for them is?
Well, it's a perfect time to be introducing more expensive products.
But I'm sure you guys know why I'm reading this story because it's all about my people. They're hoping that the soda is brought back into the sugar camp. It probably has a lot to do with the timing has a lot to do with Passover. Jewish people who observe Passover generally don't consume grains, hence the reason for seeking out sugar based sodas. Kosher Pepsi and Kosher Coke have been providing this alternative for years now, so no Jewish person needs to go without fizzy pop. But they're hoping that this kind of
is it non fizzy pop.
Okay. Also, let's see, wondering. Some little things. 71% of Americans want to see Bush investigated. A controversial
for not paying for his magazine subscriptions.
A controversial Japanese rape simulator was pulled from Amazon UK.
Well, there goes
this is
my
like
weekend.
The news speed route here. I love it.
It's called Rapelay.
A rape simulator.
A rape simulator.
Who would make a rape simulator?
Japanese people.
Those people that read Mango comics. Thank you.
And lastly, The Simpsons. The Simpsons changed their title.
There's
a Simpsons rape simulator. What?
Lisa's getting what she deserves. Don't worry about it.
Poor Flanders.
How many rape simulators have been sold? That'd be kind of interesting to find out.
I bet it was like in the top
more than the
top
PS3.
Five.
Right.
Let me just say this, Adam, about the Simpsons
Rape simulator?
Rape simulator. Who's raping who?
Smith is getting over here.
That is the proverbial question. Who is raping who?
Jared, can you do any Simpsons imitations of anyone?
No, not really.
No one in your stable?
I've never... Well, I've only seen like two Simpsons episodes.
I actually have a decent twice. Mr. Burns, but it's not. I'm not feeling it today.
Okay,
so,
that's fine. People know what Mr. Burns is.
Watched the first all high-definition version of The Simpsons, yes, and it looked fantastic. It looked great on the TV. The opening is... pretty much the same, but some added stuff.
It looked
but
about it the
great.
Same on my TV.
Do you not have
actually,
HD?
It probably looked worse.
I don't have HD.
It probably looked worse on your TV, Jared, because characters were cut off. Like, you'd have, like, Maggie or Marge would be holding Maggie, and you only see half
this
of
this is what's
Marge.
Bugging me, is that it is for a while there, TV stations were taking the HD feed and just letterboxing it and putting it out on their standard def feed. I'm seeing less and less of that. Like NBC doesn't do it anymore at all, and their composition just looks like shit. I mean, you watch The Office and Friday Night Lights, and things are cut off all the time. It's like, just give me letterboxes.
Just means you have to come and watch TV at our house every night.
Or
Jared.
I have to buy a new TV.
And secondact.com out of business, so you can't get it through them.
Exactly. No. Found out that this morning. Jess was going to get a new TV.
I was bummed by that. So are we done with news, Adam?
Yes.
I think that was a solid C+ performance today. Way to go.
Really, that's about a grade and a half higher during
news. Yeah, Molly didn't say anything.
I read a magazine.
Hey, Jared, what usually comes next in the scope?
After we go home. We shut it down and
we're
go
done. Or sometimes we do a review.
Yes.
Jared stays here.
Jared goes nowhere. He walks up the stairs.
I go to my other house.
Adam, the pressure's on you to continue this hot streak you had in reading words.
All right.
reading words.
So, you know how I haven't been on the show for a while?
You haven't?
Really?
I forgot.
You've been gone?
I forgot I was supposed to do text for reviews.
No, he did not do a write-up.
On the fly. I love it.
All right. So
Wikipedia now.
Yeah. Thank God my phone has a web browser. Okay. All right, so we are reviewing tonight the third album by Franz Ferdinand, or Franz Ferdinand, as you guys keep saying.
If you are
Franz Ferdinand, thank you.
Third album from the Scottish techno pop, whatever, synthy rock guys. That,
Molly, which page you on?
I was reading about Twilight. I'm reading about the Oscars.
Here's the first clip from the first song, Ulysses.
Trash him.
That was good. Jared, so much easier it would be if you had those separated in little bits.
I know.
It would be a really good bit. Next week. Maybe.
I don't remember what the other track I got was.
Did you get two tracks?
I got two tracks.
Jared, do you have two tracks though?
I have two tracks.
Well, play it. Let's play it and guess.
Get to know you.
I'll get to know you.
I'm trying to rip your fucking life out. You needs to stop walking.
not as good.
Though.
Stop walking.
So that album came out.
I'm going to.
I'm so glad
is
Adam's
it the
back.
Third studio album from Franz Ferdinand.
Are they Scottish techno pop?
They're one of those. There
I'm
might be a combination.
I'm going to the concert.
Well, that's
so.
What
you must be. Have you heard the album yet?
No.
So you were
she just goes to concerts.
No, I don't.
I want to experience it live. First.
Are you a groupie?
Yes. No.
Do you look to get with it? Get with it with those guys?
Well, my non-baseball loving boyfriend probably would not approve of that.
Fair enough.
You could ask him. He might be for
fair enough. Maybe he's into those guys as well.
Maybe.
So, Adam, tell me what you think about this album, because I know you always have opinions on
things. I think that these last few months have been incredibly disappointing for music for me. Thank God the Kaiser Chiefs, which I know you hated the album, Jared.
I didn't hate it. I just couldn't get into
it. I liked
it.
Yeah, thank God for them.
I saw them in concert.
Yeah, that was with me. Remember when you lost the tickets?
Oh, no.
Well, that
remember
was
that's
when
a whole Scope show right there.
Hand in your guys' pockets because your hands
was the other hand
pockets,
flicking a cigarette?
Too?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah, this, The Killers.
Yeah. Alanis call
I
out.
I like The
what
Killers.
What else did I hate Alanis this, rolled. This past recently?
I'm sad that you like didn't like The Killers.
I don't know. It's
I hate, and I'm going to stop you right now. All right. I re-listened to The Killers yesterday as I was going through and re-rating or rating some albums that I haven't done. And I think The Killers is better. On like more it. Listens, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You know what?
I think it's
you
like
need
Santa.
To give it quite
when
a
that,
few
when
listens.
When that trombone
and it gets
comes
better and
in
better.
On whatever song that is on fifth track, kills it every time. The first Suck four it. Songs. No. I'm talking about on. I can't remember the name of the track now. The first.
We're reviewing.
We're going back to re-reviewing every album we've ever done.
Anyway, this album, I was just incredibly disheartened. Even the first track, Ulysses, which is probably the most like. Take Me Out, another, you know, in that area of Franz Ferdinand. It's still lacking, and as you go into the album. By the way, anyone out there that's thinking about getting the special two-disc version, don't. God help you if you do.
Don't. It'll be like it's 2012.
Yes.
I'm really going to the concert just to hear the old stuff. Hopefully they play a lot of it.
Here's the thing. A lot of the new stuff sounds a lot like their old stuff. That's what I think.
I don't think so.
Jared, go ahead.
That's what I like.
Your turn.
I didn't have a lot of time to spend with this album. I listened to it a couple times through. I guess Ulysses is probably the one track that stands out in my mind. The rest, I haven't really had a chance to kind of separate them in my head. But I like the sound overall. There wasn't any tracks that I found myself skipping. I really like the electronic elements that are getting mixed in there. I don't know how much of that they did in their second album because I really didn't listen to that one.
Not
that much.
That much.
But I don't know. It kind of gives a nice, fresher sound for me. But I liked it.
Hope you weren't planning on keeping that Entertainment Weekly in pristine condition.
I'm giving it to my wife, and then I was going to put it into a plastic Mylar bag, but now what am I going to do?
I'll get you a new one today.
But you can't get one with my name on it, so that's the problem.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's the deal. The album...
I drew a mustache on the cover.
A mustache. Or a mustache.
A mustache.
Adam, you got to agree with me. The album is crisp. It's driving.
I don't have to agree with you on anything.
I think it's well produced,
Adam,
and it's slick.
Poor music taste.
But would I go back and listen to it as a whole, Adam?
No.
No, I wouldn't. Would I listen to some songs? Yes. I liked Ulysses. I liked both songs.
I can't tell you how disappointed. I cannot put into words how disappointed in this album I am.
Do you like any good music, Adam?
I love their first two albums a lot.
Okay. He liked them better than I did.
I like them better than Ezra, too.
Hi-oh!
Wow. Today is our 90s callback to 90s alternative. We've got Better Than Ezra, and then we've also got Alanis Morissette.
Don't forget I made a Soundgarden reference earlier.
And a Soundgarden reference. All right.
Black
Hit
Hole
the post. Yeah. I'm hitting the post with no music. This is Jared hitting the post. Hey, this is Paul and Storm.
Stick around.
Uh-huh. Play the music.
Speaking of getting hit, did you guys see Rihanna's face? Did you see the police photos?
I think you should have hit her harder. That's what I'm going to say.
The Rihanna police photos?
I don't know.
We're totally off topic.
Who's Rihanna?
Who is Rihanna? Jared, let's give it a scope score.
You're so white.
The scope score is...
I don't listen to that stuff.
Two stars.
Adam would have given it
0.0
stars.
All right.
There we go. Okay, we've got one more segment.
Yeah.
Let's make it a good one. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Yay.
Yay. So, Molly, when you go to the stores and single-handedly support our economy, keeping our
music
crashing.
February 24th.
This is what you buy.
What? Okay.
This is what you buy.
Okay. I don't buy things. What are you talking about?
Right.
Okay.
She downloads and steals.
I don't. Other people do it for me.
Music.
And that makes it right.
February 24th. Not a leap year. The Brand Flakes. Who are these guys?
I have no idea. It was the only interesting band that's coming out.
Only interesting named band.
Brand Flakes.
All right, March 3rd, The Prodigy have an album. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They actually, it was released a few months ago in England. Now it's coming here. Smack Your Bitch Up. That was what Chris Brown was listening to when he smacked up.
Soundtrack of Our Lives.
Who's Chris Brown?
The Stride Right commercial with a black background that looks like an iPod commercial, and it's a black guy dancing and hitting like a pack of gum up in the air and stuff.
I've never seen that commercial.
It's always black with Adam. Black.
I know. Adam likes to tell everyone else how racist they are. I think Adam's racist.
First time I ever hung out with Molly. This is a good story. Yes, turn into this.
Story.
Coming soon. Racist stories about Molly.
First time Molly and I hung out extensively outside of work. We went to a Twins game.
This is so cruel. He's so mean to me.
I think he's crushing Adam Laszlo's feelings
and
right now by telling this.
You know that
I don't even know if Adam likes Molly. That's the only listener I can think of. He did get a new Macintosh.
He did. A new MacBook Pro.
Bastard.
So, okay, so we're at the Twins game, and they do that thing. Is it during the seventh inning stretch where they...
No, it's not during the seventh inning.
Whatever, whatever.
It's like during the third inning.
Right.
Third inning.
When they pull up a pickup truck, and someone from the right field throws a baseball in and has to get it to stay in, and they win the truck. Well, it's a white Ford F-150, let's call it, and Molly goes, I like it much better this year. Last year, it was a black truck, and I explained to her that that's racist, and she didn't realize at first just the depravity and the level of her racistness.
But the thing was, I said, because white is good and black is evil.
And, then, you know,
like, and I said, I didn't mean it like that. It was like dark and light, and he's like, it's still... And I realized how awful it was.
And that you know, that explains your first "Circle Me Bert" sign that says "Circle Me Bert, I'm not Hispanic."
Wow!
And she got circled. That's the thing.
Circle my hood, Bert.
No, I did the boobs thing.
Right, the "Circle My Hood" was the second one. So.
So, also, my flaming cross.
What was that? Oh, did you ever see the South Park where the black people move into the neighborhood?
No.
And they...
It's racist.
Everyone gets mad because they're rich black people, and they are like, oh, those people are moving in. And they're not being racist. They don't like that rich people are there. And so someone lights a burning cross, and Jess and I were just talking about this, and instead of a burning cross with, you know, Jesus implications, it was supposed to be a tea, like, I can't remember. So that jokes.
What a great joke.
Soundtrack of Our Lives. And U2. Really? U2 has a new album?
Yeah, it's already been leaked.
They played one song on The Current, and it sounds awful.
It's Get Your Boots On.
Are you excited for that, Shane? I know U2's your favorite band.
I love U2, but I have to say that... their last couple albums have been not as good as...
Have I told you how much I hate U2?
No.
I don't like U2.
How much it makes me mad that
they're... Not yet today.
They're your favorite band.
They always have U2 questions, and I always get them wrong.
Good. That's better.
I know.
Motion pictures for February 27th. The Jonas Brothers have a movie called The 3D Concert Experience.
You know what? I have to say, I saw them on SNL, and I don't understand what people see in them at all.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They're not good live. Maybe they're good on record.
Little kids like them.
My mom likes them.
But why do little kids... Little kids like little pop stuff. Like, they seem weird, bad rock. I mean, from what they played on SNL.
I had never heard them until the Grammys the other week.
When they messed up a Stevie Wonder song?
Yeah. With Stevie Wonder. Oops.
Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Really?
Really. Yeah.
Why?
That's weird.
Starring...
Is it animated?
Why?
No,
Kristen Crook, whatever, from Smallville.
From Smallville, yeah.
Not Asian at all.
Not Asian, but she's playing Chun-Li.
No, she's not Asian, but you can't say at all because she does look slightly Asian.
I don't think so.
Maybe all right. It's somewhere in her bloodline.
And I'm expert 6th. On Asian-looking people, by the way.
Watchmen. So you guys want to talk about this?
I'm excited for Watchmen.
Sure, yeah.
We're not doing a show until after Watchmen, right? Our next show is going to be after it.
We have a scheduling conflict.
Our next one is MarsCon,
which I don't know if we're going to be able to do one. Yeah. So we might have to have a 3-week hiatus. We'll talk about it.
We're not having a 3-week.
Offline.
Should we
do
talk
have
about
a MarsCon every month? Because it always seems like whenever I'm on, MarsCon is coming up.
But then you're not on very often,
right? Should we try to see the movie to review it? Should we tease that right now?
I want to see it.
All right. On the next scope, you might get a Watchmen review.
We're
a
non-committal advance review.
All right. How scared are you guys that it's going
to
be bad?
I'm not scared at all.
Okay.
I think it looks awesome.
I think it's stupid to be scared about something like that.
It looks awesome.
You've read the book?
Yeah, but it's a long time ago.
Jared, did you read?
Yeah, a long time ago.
It's expensive.
I don't remember the story much. Cover? And I actually decided to not reread it.
On paperback?
Paperback is $15, but the hardcover is like $65.
I just read some statistics about the biggest selling graphic novels of the year, and I believe Watchmen sold like 300,000 copies.
We've had it on like all the front shelves at the bookstore.
Yeah.
It's good. It deserves it.
Patrick Wilson's in it. How can you go wrong? I love him.
It's really hard to read now because of how terrible the quality of the art is.
Yeah,
I think it's
and
really
the color.
Bad art.
The coloring is You know, it's a product of the time.
I understand that. It's hard to it's just hard to go from. It's not like things like. Even Invincible, which is the only one that I still read every time it comes out. Invincible is incredibly basic, but it's still way better.
The early Sandman issues are not drawn
and
that
Sandman
well.
Too. Right. Both of those. Were someone one of you at the store? Because I looked at both.
Sandman is great.
Yeah, it's another one where because of all old Neil Gaiman stuff, I can't.
Gaiman.
It's Gaiman. Here's when I first saw the Watchmen cover. It made me think of that old like 90s bumper sticker with the yellow smiley face thingy.
That came out in the 90s, eh?
When did it come out?
Smiley face, 70s.
Did you see Forrest Gump?
Well, see, that's why I was thinking 90s, because I was thinking of it from Forrest Gump, actually. It was popular again in the 90s.
What else, Adam?
All About Steve, the Bradley Cooper movie that's coming out.
Bradley Cooper, a career renaissance for some strange reason. The guy hosted Saturday Night Live.
He never had a career. How does he have a renaissance?
I have no
idea. He had one part in Wedding Crashers.
He's great. He had a couple new movies come out.
Well, he was in...
Alias.
Yeah, Alias. And he was on a bunch of Stella shorts.
He's just not that into you, which...
Yeah. I think he's great. I think everything he does is great.
Okay.
Really?
I love him.
You love him?
Yes.
I can't tell if he's being facetious, Jared. Jared, what are you surfing over there?
I'm actually creating the show post right now.
Inside the Actors Studios?
Yeah.
Jared, you're like going into future time.
I'm about 40 minutes ahead of you guys.
All right. DVDs. Girlfriends, season 6. I love that you include that on here every
always.
Time.
Only, I don't know if there's any more seasons. This might be the last
Summer
season.
Summer Heights High. Isn't it still on TV?
Isn't that the famous only zero score, Shane?
Yes.
Yeah. The famous only.
Summer Heights High?
Summer Heights High, which I liked.
And Breaking Bad, season 1. And then March 3rd, Ace Ventura Pet Detective Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Shouldn't it be Ace Ventura Jr. Straight to video?
Pet Detective?
You
no,
would
this
think.
Was, this came out
no,
in
he's
the
a junior pet detective.
Really?
No, I thought it was straight to video.
It's straight to video. I've never heard of it.
I heard about this a while ago, so it must be.
Maybe straight in Kentucky.
Yeah, maybe in Kentucky they show it there.
Australia.
I liked they drink Australia. A lot of
Beverly Hills
over,
Chihuahua.
Underrated, maybe. I don't know.
Watchmen, the complete motion comic. What's that?
It's like
a companion piece?
Yeah, but it's like the comic in motion. Like they move art around and stuff like that.
You mean reading on your TV
no,
screen?
No, I think it might be... I don't know. I
the
don't
Hill
know if
season
it's
4.
I don't know.
I'm just like done with it. I'm done. Like, moving on.
Video games.
Video games.
Killzone Vidya. 2.
Summertime.
Star Ocean. Mm-hmm. Shell Shock 2. Dead Rising. Chop Till You Drop.
Get Wii. It?
Puzzle Quest. Galactrix.
We say that with like an alien accent.
Stoked.
Galactrix.
Halo Wars.
Halo Wars. Did you? Anyone play the
a
demo of that?
Alien?
No.
How is it?
I hear it's good.
I just went through the tutorial and I got to the advanced one and they started talking about building facilities and training troops and I'm like, that's more than I care about. So I stopped.
I've been reading some of the early reviews on some of the video gaming blogs and it's getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
Saying that it's easier than what. Jared, what you're talking about.
Do you not like real-time strategy games?
I don't like
those
kind of games.
No, I guess, you know, I was a big fan of like the Shining Force games on the Sega Genesis years ago, and those kind of, you know, combat-type games, I liked those. But yeah, I guess I haven't really played a real-time strategy game, and I don't know. I think if the combat part I would have liked, just the fact that you got to like build all your resources and junk too, that was more than I cared to get involved with.
You just want that to be there. What else, Adam?
The baseball games are starting to come
out.
All
the baseball games.
Sonic and the Black
Knight.
I like
baseball.
No, hey, will this be a good Sonic game or another piece of shit?
I hear it's shitty.
How do you throw that franchise away so quickly?
It's just pump it out there and get money while you can.
Eat Lead, The Return of Matt Hazard.
Ooh.
Sounds fun.
Wow.
I didn't know Matt Hazard left. In my mind, he never left my heart. So.
I like the eating lead part.
Yeah. Filling.
Molly likes eating lead.
She's a fan of Chinese toys.
And finally.
And this is confusing. It's called Wii Ski and Snowboard, but it's not Wii. It's Wii. But it's for the Wii.
But it's for the Wii.
Wrap your head around that.
So it's Wii Ski.
Wii Ski.
Snowboard and...
Wii.
Is it French?
Well, I mean, Wii is not spelled with a W at all. That Wii.
Oh, okay.
That's an O.
It's Wah.
Wah?
Jared.
Yeah?
Let's get to your bits.
Oh.
And then also your reading part.
Under the scope.
This music means that Jared gets to read some comments, Molly.
I know.
Yeah. So I got a couple comments this week. One from show number 66. Cyrus writes in. He says, love Jared's Fat Albert impression. Solid show, guys.
It was good.
And John's hilarious, too. Still no Adam. But as Luke Ski put it, he's probably in some school installing an Etch-A-Sketch. Adam probably doesn't know what that means because he hasn't listened to the last couple shows.
No. He's never listened to the
show. I know what an Etch-A-Sketch is.
So you could probably put it together. Cobble it together.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else, Jared?
That's it. Sean writes in and says, just listened to show 65 where you read my comment, and now I have to admit I shot my load early saying you guys were wrong on your bad reviews of the Killers album. He doesn't really like... you know, say that we were right, though, does he?
I think that Sean just wanted to write Shot My Load.
You think so?
And he was hoping you'd read it.
Well,
can you isolate
and
that?
And now you're talking about it again.
And I said it.
Yeah. Shot My Load.
And then Molly says...
Adam, you want to complete
it? Go for it? Shot My Load?
No.
That's the Adam we love. Shot my load. I love money.
I love that your impression of my voice is higher than your voice, and Molly's is way lower.
Where's that corn syrup free soda?
Right on. Sean says he did download the Girl Talks Feed the Albums after seeing it on your Albums of the Year.
Feed
and if
the
not,
albums.
Stop listening. Feed the Animals. Sorry, I read it wrong. Feed the Albums.
Nice.
Yeah.
He says his album of 2008 was Vampire Weekend, hands down. So tear me to pieces if you must.
No, I will not. I will not tear you to pieces. It's a good choice.
No, it's
that
not. It's awful.
Well.
Awful.
Holds up so well, it's ridiculous. Saviors of rock and roll.
Oh, my God.
It's not really rock and roll, though.
You don't know music, person.
What else, Jared?
No, Sean likes it. Adam doesn't.
Okay. No.
That's all there is for comments, Shane.
Oh, wait, no, we had a voicemail that came in.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to that in a second.
She said we didn't have to play it, and it was very sweet.
You cannot talk to the voicemail, Shane.
No, I'm going
to
talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have it ready to
play. Okay, you don't have to play it, but okay. I'll get into that. Go ahead.
That's it for the comments.
You got any plugs?
Do you want to talk about the voicemail now before we get into the plugs?
Well, no, it's going to be my what I'm expecting for the next show.
Okay, well, if you have comments, you can write to us at comments@thescopeshow.com. Send us a voicemail at 646-495-9201, extension 70055. We're happy to be getting a couple other voicemails from new people, which is really nice. You can join our Facebook group by going to Facebook and searching for The Scope, or by just clicking on the link on the website. And as Shane mentioned earlier in the show,
yes,
the beginning, we have now 21 reviews in iTunes. So thanks to everyone who's taken the time to fill out the review and give us 4 and mostly 5-star ratings. Everyone seems to like what we're doing. Now, if we can just get other people to listen, that'd be great. That brings me to my next comment in that I don't think you took me seriously when I said you were supposed to get a friend to listen to the show as well, because our numbers have kind of held steady, maybe dropped just a hair. I'm not seeing the uptake that I would like to see.
With Adam back, I'm sure it's going to just skyrocket. No.
Hey, everybody at work is going to listen because I'm on it today.
Awesome.
Even
so
though I told them not to.
We got to get them to continue to listen. That's the key.
Yeah. You should have me on more often.
Right on.
Well, everybody wants you on. There's no doubt about that.
If you're interested in sponsoring a show,
Molly,
a minimum $5 donation will get you a sponsorship
of an
episode.
You want to sponsor our show, Molly?
I'm poor. Have Adam cover it.
So you can...
We know Adam with his money-pinching ways.
Adam's got the money bags, you know.
You can just head to the website, click on the donate button, throw in any amount you want.
I'm going to 7 concerts.
Nobody cares. You know, just talking about whatever. That's fine.
Sorry.
That's all I got.
Sorry.
We doing the plugs now? Yeah.
Yeah, no, you'll do plugs after I get to talking. Speaking of our comments...
When do we do reviews?
Make sure...
We do the news now?
Make sure in your comments, whether you dial us up on the old voicemail, if you do it on Facebook, or directly through our internet website.
Or maybe on the card that you send in the bouquet of flowers.
Very nice. That you tell us some of the things you want us to talk about. And we were talking about a voicemail we received. I'm not going to talk too much about that, with the exception of... she suggested we talk about the television show Big Bang Theory.
Oh, so, no.
So
why do you watch that?
Next episode.
Awful.
Next episode.
Wow. I Met Your Mother so much better.
Molly will not be back.
The next episode, we are going to review Big Bang Theory. So write that down, Adam.
Why?
We're going to talk about it.
Huh?
So
it's not funny.
So we're just write down Big
you
Bang
have
Theory.
No sense
have you ever
humor.
Watched it?
Yes.
Molly.
Yes, I have. And you know what? So I watched the first couple episodes when it first came out.
Oh, music's right. Running out.
Can't spoil it for us.
And then... I tried it again a couple weeks ago, and it was still awful.
All right, well, there you go.
I hate to say it, Molly. I'm kind of with you.
Thank you. Of our listeners.
But I'm gonna watch it anyway, because I have to. It's my duty to the show. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm gonna go in with an open mind.
It's just, but my point is, you can impact the show. So you send us requests.
You can make you us send watch us things that we don't want to watch.
We will watch it. So make sure you take a few minutes out of your day after you listen to this show and send in some comments on what you would like us to talk about.
Preferably on the back of $100 bills.
There we go. Yeah. So Jared, please set up the plugs and let's get the F out of here.
Just one plug for me. 2 weeks from now, I will be appearing at MarsCon. As Molly says, there's always a MarsCon every time she's on. And there is one this time, in fact. So... that is a science fiction and fantasy convention in Bloomington, Minnesota. You can go to marscon.com for more information. My band, Possible Oscar, will be performing Friday evening at 9:30 as part of the gigantic music programming that is available at this convention for a low, low price of admission.
And Jared also is going to be running one of the panels this year.
I don't know if I'll be running it. I volunteered to be on it.
Which one?
It's a podcasting panel, Podcasting 102, How to Make a Podcast.
And I'm going to show up too, I think.
Wow.
So that'll be fun.
We can talk about the scope. If you show up to this thing.
You could.
You could meet.
Wait. You're saying if I go to MarsCon,
yeah,
I will get to meet the real Shane and Jared.
Yeah, you'll see us.
You will.
Good.
You
could actually be on the panel with us if you wanted.
You would be expected to be on the panel.
You could have a real life conversation.
You could talk about what it takes to read the news.
Because yeah. I don't know if anyone knows this. I don't get to be in the studio. I have to call in and Skype. For the show.
It's an amazing connection we have, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Let's be fair. It's not because we don't want you here. It's because you don't wear pants. And that's really, it got to be a problem. We all got offended, and we're still seeing a counselor for it.
Yeah. And with that.
Sorry. I got disconnected there for a second. What'd you guys say?
he couldn't get it. So there we go, everybody. Molly, thank you for stopping on episode 60.
Well, somebody should be fucking watching.
Someone should be.
Course.
It's hard to watch a podcast, though. Episode 67, Molly, you were an integral part of it. We appreciate you stopping in. We'll see if people clamor to have you back.
I don't think so. I just ripped down a lot of your listeners' things.
Well, you're on the you're on the radar now, honey.
I know.
You are on the radar.
I was a little bit rude and inconsiderate today, so deal with it.
We like that. And also want to thank Adam for finally coming. Adam, can we expect you on the next show as well?
Here's a picture of you.
I'm a very
looks like Curious George. The man with the yellow.
Is there new
Did
Adam
you just
art?
Call me by Curious George?
Is there new Adam art to post along with
the
show?
I look sort of like
there
Pimp
is.
Bob.
It is wonderful. Is that the man with the yellow hat from Curious George?
No, it's Shane. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I can handle that. It's better than some of your other depictions.
I like
of
when
me.
Adam creates art on the show.
Well, Jared, awesome. You post that right to the website.
You mean every episode?
Juno.
Art on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking visual art.
Jared, hit the closing music button.
Oh, I can't tell one last story.
No, you can't. Episode 67. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in 2 to 3 weeks with episode 68. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
646-495-9201, extension 70055.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, Annyeong. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.